Hello and welcome to the Websurdan Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. A survey has revealed European shoppers' online habits. The Southeast Asian mobile gaming industry sees huge growth, and a data collection controversy surrounds a new selfie app. A survey by Shopalike has analysed online shopping behaviour in Europe. Conducted over several European mainland countries for 18 months, the survey analysed 100 million online items and the ways in which they were purchased. The shortest amount of time spent buying a particular category was sunglasses, which took up only 26 minutes of Europeans' time online, whilst furniture took the longest at 1 day, 19 hours and 20 minutes. However, different markets were subject to large behavioural differences in certain categories. Norwegians, for example, spend just 10 minutes on average buying training shoes, whilst their French counterparts spend up to 8 hours doing the same. Similarly, the French spend around 20 hours buying jeans online, much higher than the 2-hour continental average. Southeast Asian mobile users are spending more and more on gaming apps. The large increase in revenue was recorded by Newzoo after a study looking into mobile gaming revenue in the region. It revealed that Indonesia saw the highest revenue with $331 million, with Thailand coming in second with $275 million. However, it also forecast that the region as a whole would see a 30% annual growth rate until at least 2019. In particular, Indonesia is expected to see a growth of 60% each year, with the Philippines and Vietnam forecast to see growth of over 50%. A study also took place into the reason behind the recent success of gaming in the region, which found that a boom in mobile gamers aged between 10 and 35 was responsible. A selfie editing app called MeToo is causing controversy due to its terms of use. The app has been well known in China for some time, but has only recently become a success in the US. However, users of MeToo on Android have complained about the numerous forms of data that the app requests upon downloading it. Whilst necessary for the app to need access to the device's camera, it also requests access to the user's exact location, Wi-Fi connection data, SIM information, and personal identifiers, which track your device when browsing the web. MeToo said that it works closely with Apple and Google on every product release and that it follows privacy policies rigorously. However, it's not yet responded to questions about why it requires all the user data it requests. Will Strafach, the president of Sudo Security Group, said that it was good that a discussion had been started before encouraging people to open more apps and see what they do. An initiative has been launched in Pakistan that aims to help women boost their digital skills. The scheme, called SheSkills, is available in a physical classroom environment or as an online teaching course. The idea for SheSkills has become popular due to conservative attitudes in areas of the country, meaning that women are unable to work in mixed-sex classrooms, whilst also being largely unable to travel too far from home. Created by Saad Hamid, the project is described as a way in which to get more women in the country into technology, increasing the opportunities for people to begin their own entrepreneurial activities. Hamid said that after another female-only event he held, he was overwhelmed with the requests from girls who wanted to learn skills like coding, digital marketing, and design. The boot camps run for 6 weeks and teaches students both online and offline skills. It's thought that such initiatives will help increase the percentage of women in the country's tech industry, which currently stands at just 14%. And finally, Amazon has given indications that it intends to introduce virtual reality to its shopping experience. It's been reported that the company posted a job description calling a creative director of virtual reality to envision the future of Amazon's VR solutions. The apparent investment in the technology from Amazon comes after it hired the former head of the Tribeca Film Festival to control its VR projects. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.